Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On today's Saturday news, the original Cody Rhodes Road to WrestleMania 40 plans have been revealed. WWE reveals when The Rock will come back to SmackDown. There's been an update on WWE potentially working with Sylvester Stallone for WrestleMania 40. And will Sting's sons wrestle? Hello everyone, I am Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, on my own again, because Phil just doesn't like to do the news anymore, doesn't like any of you. I'm kidding, they're doing a big stream thing, I think, for the Elimination Chamber, so go and click on that wherever you are in the world, just go and find some What Culture goodness on your YouTube thing machine, because that's a thing. Yeah, so they're going to be there talking about all the craziness that's going down in the Elimination Chamber, which is probably happening now, as this video is just like dropping online, which is a bit surreal, a bit crazy. So we'll leave all the Elimination Chamber stuff to them, because they're going to cover that. They're going to be giving you live reactions, all that good stuff. But today we're going to talk about a few of the behind the scenes things that have been going down in WWE recently. And probably the most fascinating report, let's say, that's dropped over the last maybe week or so. And that, again, is saying a lot, because a lot of stuff has been dropping all the time in wrestling currently. But this is all to do with Cody Rhodes and his road to WrestleMania, which has been, it's had a lot of twists and turns, let's say. But Dave Meltzer has just dropped, really, a nice, big, chunky, detailed report on what was gonna happen, really, before injuries, before certain great ones arrived on the scene. It's a real fascinating read. This is all obviously reported, so, like, we don't know if it's 100% accurate, everything else, but it's still a hell of a thing to read and just to talk through. And there's a lot of information, so bear with me. I'm going to be doing a lot of this because I just don't want to get my facts wrong, let's say, from this particular report. So the big thing I'd say to come out of this is there was actually once a plan to run a Cody Rhodes injury angle on the road to WrestleMania. So that was going to be their way to write Cody out of that potential Roman Reigns match at WrestleMania 40. So that's what they were going to do, and then they were going to then swap The Rock in. That's like a big part of this whole thing. So on top of this, and it's yeah there's a lot of stuff, so on top of this, apparently Cody was told back in fall that he was going to be wrestling Roman Reigns. He was told back in the fall that that was going to be the match. He was going to fight the Tribal Chief at WrestleMania. And he wasn't told anything about The Rock. That was just not something that was on his radar. All the way, like, through to the road to the Royal Rumble, all those interviews, all those appearances, he was under the impression that he would be wrestling Roman Reigns. That's why he was talking so much about finishing his story and all these things. And he was just very confident, it appears, that that was going to be the match. But then he was told on the day of the Rumble itself, no, Cody, that's not what we're going to do. Instead, we're going to bring The Rock in. He's going to be wrestling Roman, but you're still going to win the Rumble. So probably Cody has sat there being like, okay, that's a choice. So after all this, there was still apparently a plan in place where they were still going to have a Cody-Roman match at some point. That's why they did all the post-match stuff where Cody was like, I'm coming for you, I want you, Roman, I want all this stuff. Because they did see like that as something they were going to do at some point down the road. Like, that was going to be another match. I think Cody even said it when they had that Rock weird segment on SmackDown, when he was like, I'm going to just take everything from you, just not at Mania. So they were very much alluding to that being a plan somewhere down the line. So yeah, it's again, all that completely changed because you had CM Punk getting injured, and the original plan for CM Punk was apparently for him to win the Chamber and then challenge Seth Rollins, which is what a lot of us assumed anyway. But then when he went down injured, the plan then pivoted somewhat and they went towards Rhodes at some point making it clear that he was going to challenge Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship, then you would have had The Rock, Roman. That's why I think Paul Levesque was the person behind the weird segment of Rhodes coming in going, I don't want you yet, Roman, I'll have you later, and The Rock's going to have you, and all that weird reaction. A lot of people weren't aware that Rhodes versus Reigns had been scrapped prior to The Rock's return at that SmackDown, because The Rock wanted to keep it a bit of a secret as well. That's all been reported by Meltzer. And even fewer were like privy to or had knowledge of that potential injury angle that was going to be run as well for Rhodes to get him out of that match, that one that I mentioned earlier. So yeah, like I said, you got all the Punk stuff. I'm just going to read this as we go down. All that Punk stuff, the injury completely changed everything. But then once they did run that angle with Rhodes, Rock, Reigns, that surreal angle on SmackDown, I think it was the February 2nd edition of SmackDown, if my memory serves me. After that, everyone backstage thought that went well. They were like, yep, that was a really cool thing. Look at all the insane reactions, how loud it was. Whoa, WrestleMania. But then social media happened and everyone went crazy. So The Rock saw that and went, you know what, I should probably turn heel. Let's just lean into this. Let's really just make a big old moment and just go for the most successful thing we can, really, just based on everyone's reaction. But it's interesting because, and Meltzer notes this within the actual like report, he says, if they'd gone for the original injury angle, then WWE would have then, after they've done all this stuff, because like potentially the reaction if like people would have seen Cody getting injured on the road to WrestleMania would have been the same as what happened on social media, or even worse. Like people would have gone absolutely crazy at just seeing Cody screwed out of his shot at this point. So they would have then had to uninjure Cody. That would have been its own weird thing that they had to figure out. So in a way, they managed to swerve that by not doing the injury angle and just going down the route they went down with just the three of them hugging and doing weird things on SmackDown. So yeah, that was a blessing in disguise, you could say. And then just the last big thing from this is the fact that obviously with The Rock going to Raw, what was it, day one, and like teasing all these matches, and that feels like a lifetime ago now, but all those months ago, the reaction to that and like just the way that was received has just left WWE feeling that, yeah, that is still the match that we want at some point in the future, Rock versus Reigns. Again, a lot of people assume that they are probably going to revisit that at some point, maybe next year's WrestleMania, do that as the main event. They should have just done that anyway. They should have just like teased this for like a whole year. They've done it before. That's what they should have done. But yeah, WWE apparently do see that as a thing that they very much want to do at some point in the future. So yeah, there's a lot of like information there. Sorry, I've been like fumbling over things. There's just a lot of stuff to unpack from that. But it's just fascinating. It's interesting to see how different this already wacky road to WrestleMania could have been. Just seeing like Cody potentially being screwed out of his shot by being injured, and like the knock-on effect of Punk getting injured for real, and like how that changed everything. It's yeah, and I feel like this is one of those things as well. More information is going to drop about this as we go. You're just going to hear more back like behind the scenes stories and like all that stuff, and it's just all the stuff going down on screen is like almost as fascinating as all the stuff going down behind the scenes. It's a whole crazy stuff, crazy thing, and it's melting my brain, as you can tell. I just can't even think straight right now because there's so much going on. But speaking of The Rock, obviously, coming in and causing all kinds of chaos for WrestleMania, I bet you're wondering now, when is he going to turn up next? When is he going to pop back up on WWE TV? And hopefully it's not at the Elimination Chamber, because that will just completely ruin this next bit of like news content. So don't do it, Rocky. Stay on your plane in America. Do that if you are in America. I don't know. But apparently, WWE took to X and they announced that The Rock will return to SmackDown on the March 1st edition of SmackDown. That is in the Desert Diamond Arena in Glendale, Arizona. So that's when he's gonna pop up like to SmackDown next, maybe. I don't know. For me, it all feels a bit fishy, this Rock not being at the Elimination Chamber thing. They've really stressed it, haven't they? They've mentioned it an awful lot. This is all speculation. I have no insider information on this at all, obviously. I'm just an idiot, bald idiot on the internet. But I just feel like maybe they're just trying to put us off the scent, and he will just pop up in Australia. If you smell, I'll go crazy. And probably by the time this video drops, he's done it, and I just look like a genius. Probably not. So yeah, that's apparently his next appearance on SmackDown. It's going to be March 1st. So watch your screens for Rocky.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Speaking of big appearances in WWE right now, one that was mentioned earlier this week that just had me absolutely doing backflips because I love the guy, was apparently WWE are in talks to potentially do something with Sylvester Stallone at WrestleMania 40. So that is huge. That is some huge stuff. And obviously, Sylvester Stallone was the man behind all things Rocky. Rocky's like hometown's Philadelphia. Just makes sense, doesn't it? It's just something that you just want to... I don't know, it's just a nice combination, really, isn't it? It just makes sense, it just feels right. But, apparently, so that first report was done by WrestleVotes, and they popped up and they were saying sources within WWE indicate that there's interest in collaborating with him at WrestleMania, all that stuff. But then it wasn't really said what the status of that communication was, like, had a deal made, all that stuff. We weren't really sure. Meltzer's now confirmed, again, in that Wrestling Observer newsletter, the latest edition of it, that those he spoke to people within WWE, and they've confirmed that those talks have been happening. But there's been a bit of a speed bump, let's say, because apparently... Stallone mentioned that there's some sort of scheduling conflict with this. This is all apparently according to what Meltzer wrote. And he said that this, until that conflict gets removed, worked out, whatever it is, we can't really go ahead with the deal, can we? So, yeah, we're not really sure what's going on with Sly and WrestleMania. I hope he's there because I just love the guy and it'd be awesome. Like, if he just did, like, I don't know, if he just did a weird thing at the start, if he just did a little... voiceover, like I think they've done that with celebs in the past. Having Sly Stallone do a voiceover before WrestleMania in Philadelphia, that just makes all the sense in the world. Or maybe you just have him jogging next to Cody Rhodes, going up the steps in Philadelphia, doing the Rocky thing. I don't know. Just figure something out, guys, because we need this. We need this goodness in our lives. We need to see the Italian Stallion associated with WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Come on, just do it. Just do it. Okay, that's me just trying to manifest this thing. But yeah, hopefully that scheduling conflict does get worked out and we see Sly WrestleMania. The last thing we're going to talk about today is another legend. Let's just link those together. Sly's a legend, Sting is a legend, and well, we've not seen a lot of them, but I'm going to go ahead and just say that Sting's sons are legends too because of the way they bumped and took baseball bats from the Young Bucks on AEW TV a couple of weeks ago. But obviously, a lot of people were quite curious about these boys, who obviously, Sting's sons are called Garrett and Steven Jr. And a lot of people are curious about them because they're big lads. They're big lads. They look like quite, like, fit lads. Like, they can move around a ring and everything else. And a lot of people were thinking, oh, could they wrestle at some point? Like, why not? Why not just, like, follow in your dad's footsteps and get into the ring? I know not everyone has to do that, per se, but I don't know. If you feel up for it, I think they could do it. That's what a lot of people have been thinking. And Darby Allin also appears to have have like been thinking about this as well, because he said that he's asked Sting if his sons have ever tried wrestling, but Sting said it's just something they didn't want to do. His exact quote was, they're not interested at all. I've asked Sting. I was like, I'm just curious. I really want to know, have your sons ever tried this? And he said, nope, they're not interested. It just wasn't a thing they wanted to do, but I was curious because they're pretty big dudes. They should get together, become a tag team. That'd be cool. And yeah, just a bit of background information on the boys. It sounds a bit creepy when you put it that way, but they were at AEW Dynamite when Sting won the titles with Darby, the tag title. That was a great moment. But both of them have played football in college. So yeah, they seem to be quite physically fit lads, and they probably could do it if they want to, but it appears they don't want to right now, which is absolutely fine if they don't fancy being involved in this barmy wrestling business. I really don't blame them. But yeah, if they ever fancied it, I'm sure AEW would just bring them in with open arms. Yep, bring the little Stinger. They're not really that little, but the next generation of Stingers into the mix. Put some face paint on them. They'd love it. They'd be great. I'd be well up for seeing that, but you never know. You never know these kind of things. I'm sure that door will always remain open for them. So that has been that's been the news on my own. Sorry, I've been like just flabbing my way through this thing, because it's quite hard on your own without Phil, who just swans off and does streams and goes on holiday and just leaves this bald idiot on his own. But I love it. I love talking to you. I love talking about all things wrestling news. So you let me know what you think of all these stories in the comment section down below, because I'm really curious what you think about that potential Cody Rhodes injury stuff that could have gone down. That would have been crazy. It would have broken the internet, I'm sure. And all the other stuff like Sting's sons wrestling, Rocky maybe being at WrestleMania, and I can't remember the other. Oh, The Rock being at SmackDown, that thing. Let me know what you think of all that stuff in the comments down below. Follow myself on X, Twitter thing, at gmorgan04. Follow everyone here at WhatCulture, at WhatCultureWWE. But most importantly, well, enjoy Elimination Chamber, because I assume it's going down right now as we speak. And Drew McIntyre has just won the Eliminator. No, I don't know that. How would I know that? I can see into the future. But just enjoy the show right now and have yourself a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.